And that's why you also blend with the weather and everything, the seasons, because you have product that as a young person. So that is total training in the Muskego culture a long time ago. We don't have it anymore, gone. We may never have it again. And I'm not saying that, you know, it's a pity that it's gone. I just, we can't say that because the world is changing anyway. That's just the way it is today. And we don't have to cry over that. Only have to just remember it was there one time. So this is where this magic came from. Magic sounds like a fantasy in our story. For example, to give one example about this one of the legends I'm going to pick here, because I think it's a bit humorous, but it's, and you might see what I mean. Some people can survive with many hardships because they have this power to do it. Because they have dream and they have find a way to get away with it. So I want to use this guy called Wimishus. Okay. Wimishus is a character who played this thing. So Wimishus is a man who has a dream during his dream quest. He wanted to live for a long time. He wanted to live forever. So in his dream, he had dreamt that each time when you get age, certain age, he would take the life of another person and extend this another decade or two of his life. So every 10 years or for every 5 years or so, he would have to kill a man because he has a dream. So he did that. Instead of killing any man, because it was custom that you're not supposed to kill anyone for no reason. There was a custom, not just like a law. So he knew that if he does kill a man for nothing or try to kill a man that is equally powerful as he is, he has to have a bit of a problem. So instead of doing that, he has a daughter. Some people say two daughters, some people say one, who is also in his dream. This young daughter is also the dream person. She don't get old, she remain young. And so that's what he uses, that's his dream, that's his daughter also. So he attract the man from his daughter and have a man marry her, and after a few years, he would kill the man to extend his life. So he believed that and he did it. Around the place where he was staying, people get to know him, people around him get to learn that he was like that. And they didn't like him. They didn't want to stay close to him, nobody wants to bother him. And everybody talks about him, what he does, he kills son of us. So one day, there was a family not far away. There was a family, they had two boys. And these families, they said, the father died, only the mother lived with his two sons. And she protected them very, very carefully. She always warned them, don't ever go too far, don't even go to the river because that guy is going to catch you, the witnesses. So the boys obey this mother's rule. And then they obeyed them for a long time. And then one day, their mother didn't watch them and they went down the river. They went down there, by the river. And sure enough, while they were playing there, all of a sudden the men appeared down from up the river, you know, coming in. Landed this canoe right to the shore and the boys were playing. So without any power to resist, all man says, come. And one boy just simply cannot stop, just walk towards this old man and put this, into his paddle, put him over the inside his canoe and left the other boy behind. And then he went out. He didn't even use the paddle, he just touched his canoe and it goes. And then landed to came to his camp and beat his canoe. Left the boy there crying. The other boy was fine behind, said, wait for me. But he didn't wait. The other boy was left behind alone. So the other boy came in the canoe. The old man get into the teepee and he had a daughter. And he says, I brought a young man in the boat so she can go see him. So the young lady went down and picked up the little boy, take it in. Begin to wash him, feed it and all that. And soon the young boy began to be a man. And she married him.